John Schneider is manager of the Blue Jays AA affiliate, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. John, thanks so much for joining us. You guys are what? We've been looking at the standings. Your magic number is down to something like 5 or 6 right now. You get into the playoffs.
I think so, yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. John. How you doing? I think it's, yeah, it was 6 yesterday we lost, and Binghamton lost. So I think it's 5, but it's a 10-game lead with 14 to play. So hopefully we can kind of take care of business here shortly and get rolling and ready for the postseason.
Now, Aaron Sanchez pitched yesterday, making an injury rehab start. The numbers don't look great from a distance. What was your read on Aaron? And I guess the first thing is, obviously with Aaron, the primary concern is health.
Sure. Yeah, he came out of it feeling fine, threw 86 pitches. And kind of in my opinion and the staff a little bit, I think that, you know, we talked about it after the game and kind of even during the game yesterday. He threw obviously way better than what his line score looks like. Kind of doing what he does, getting a lot of ground balls, not a lot of balls hit hard. Probably a couple balls that should have been double plays that weren't quite turned. So our defensive line score looked okay as well, but we left some outs out there on the base paths defensively. And I think when it's all said and done, if a couple of those plays are made, which, you know, maybe they are, maybe they aren't at you know, the big league level, Sanchez probably threw 5 with no run. So he looked fine, and his misses were good, and came out of the field just fine.
Is it hard when you know, when a guy makes a rehab start for a team, even though he's a major leaguer, guy making a rehab start for the team, and you are, I mean, you are in a pennant race and understanding what the responsibilities are of a minor league affiliate and all that. And you know, understanding the fact that Aaron Sanchez is a pretty damn good pitcher. Is it still the whole idea, though, of having a rehab guy out there this late in the season? Is it handled differently for a manager than at any other point in the season?
I don't think so, really. You know, you're always trying to do what's best for the big league club, and for them right now is getting Sanchez back and having him pitch down the stretch. So that always takes, you know, priority over kind of what we're doing, even if we are kind of in the thick of a playoff race. You know, whether that sounds right or wrong, that's kind of how it is. But he's a dude like him. You know, he came in, he wanted to really, you know, take a step forward with the competitiveness, you know, at this level compared to A-ball. And he went after it. He went after it, you know, the way he should. So he was facing another big leaguer for the Red Sox in Rodriguez. So there's a little bit more, I think, a little bit more of the adrenaline flowing for both of those guys last night. And Sanchi and I go way back, and we talked before the game. He was well aware of what we're doing as far as postseason-wise, and he went out and did his thing. He was great.
Now, we've been told that Kevin Biggio, who is, he's hitting .258 now with 26 homers, I think he's got 90 RBI, that he is going to go to the Arizona Fall League and that he'll be playing some outfield. Now, he has played some outfield for you, correct?
Correct. He's played one game out there in right field for me this year. He played a couple last year in the Florida State League for me. So he's gonna do a little bit of everything. I think that it's something that he really embraces. You know, the fact that he's, you know, played first base this year, embraced that, and, you know, with the roster that we had to start the year with Gurriel and Vladdy and Bo, it was kind of, you know, out of necessity a little bit for Kevin to play first. And now with the outfield, I think it just makes him that much more versatile. So he's excited about it. You know, he's excited, and he's definitely a player that can bounce around.
What is it about him that allows him to do that? You know, and I guess maybe it's in the genes because his dad, of course, is a converted catcher. So I don't know. Maybe it's in the genes. You know, maybe he's also smart enough to look at this organization and go, lots of middle infielders, not so many outfielders.
Probably a little bit of both. I think that, you know, it's the old thing in baseball that when your bat's doing a lot of talking, you're going to find a spot for you to play defensively. So he's done that this year. And I think what allows him to do it is just, he's a really smart baseball player. He's got great, he's always in the right place at the right time. Great awareness of what's going on in the field, and kind of just, he's one of those guys that you don't really have to worry about. So if you know, when I told him, hey, what about the outfield? He goes, yeah, can't wait. I've been out there in BP. I said, I know I've seen you out there in BP, but we're talking game and stuff. And he was all over it. You know, he's kind of a baseball rat. So it's kind of, you know, he looked pretty natural out there.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, he if you're a middle infielder, you're probably a pretty decent athlete at the way the game is played now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's middle infielder now, and you're talking about, you know, not a large amount, but, you know, you're moving around in shifts, and he's playing shallow right field and fielding ground balls and things like that. He's playing third. He's a good athlete. It's something that the footwork part of it is something we stress with him all year. So, yeah, I think it'll be a pretty, you know, easy transition for him. And, again, it's not a full-time transition to outfield. It's just kind of to add a little bit of versatility to a guy who can really play the game the right way.
Bo Bichette is hitting .280, 10 home runs, 68 RBI. He's OPS of .781. How has he found life after Vladdy?
I know it's weird kind of separating those two, right?
Yeah, I know.
He's been good, man. I'm sure at some point there was a little bit of frustration about kind of like, you know, hey, I'm doing pretty well over here too. And then whenever you're comparing yourself to what Vladdy's done this year, it's kind of, you know, apples to oranges with his numbers for anyone really. So he's been really good. If you look at, you know, a 20-year-old kid in AA who's all over the league leaderboard offensively, games, runs, doubles, hits, you know, slugging, all sorts of stuff. He's had a great year offensively. He's learned how to make a lot of adjustments as to how older pitchers are going to try to attack him. And defensively, you know, it's just learning to play a little bit of second base this year and, you know, improving things like his backhand play in the hole at short and really trying to pay attention to his throwing, you know, both in pregame and during games is something that when he looks back a year from now, wherever he is, he's probably going to be, you know, sick of me talking to him by the end of this year. But I think when he looks back a year from now, he'll go, okay, this was a time where I made some pretty good strides in my game overall. So he's had a great year.
What do you think I know he's a young guy, but where do you see him profiling ultimately in a major league batting order? Understanding that, you know, where you hit, A, it's always going to be fluid probably, but it's also going to depend on the players around you. But he would appear to be a top of the order guy.
Yeah, that's kind of where he profiles as. You know, he can run. I think his next stolen base is his 30th on the year. He can kind of do a lot of things. He can move the ball around. He can pull it. He can drive it with some authority. He can wait for it and shoot the ball to right field too. So he can do a lot of things offensively. I think he'll go where he hits in the order will be dictated on his pitch selection, really, is what it comes down to, because his swing plays, he's got a really, really fundamentally sound swing, and he can handle a lot of pitches in and around the zone that not a lot of players can. So he can kind of get away with getting some hits out of, you know, on swings out of the zone right now. And I think as he moves up, and it's going to, you know, be a way the pitchers are going to attack him a little bit differently. I think, you know, if he can shrink his zone just a little bit, he can stay at the top of the order.
And tell us a little bit about, in particular, some of the pitchers. TJ Zoik is a guy we've heard an awful lot about. Seem to hear more and more about him actually within the organization.
Yeah, he's pitching tonight. I think he's made great strides this year. He's kind of, you know, he's kind of just plugged along and gone about his business. You know, for a guy that started in A ball and got up here and really didn't miss a beat, he's, you know, if you look at it, he's probably the guy, if we do get into the playoffs, he's the guy that's on the hill game one. And what he does, he reminds me a lot of Ryan Barucki and Reed Foley and those guys that are just, you know, animals in between their starts. You know, they take great care of themselves, and you know what you're going to get every fifth day. So when he's on top of his game, he's sinking the ball with the best of them. He's getting 10 or 12 ground ball outs a game, and he's got a really good curveball. So He's been great. I think it's been a really kind of a little bit of a coming out party for him this year on the mound. He's been outstanding.